Good morning, church family, and welcome to another Sunday of gathering together in worship. Things have changed a lot from last week, which had changed a lot from the week before. Last week, we were live streaming, and everyone was tuning in either at home or online via CD. But today, it's changed even more. Here I am coming to you from the living room of the parsonage here in my great-grandmother's chair. I'll share more about that a little later in our time together. Leah will be leading worship for us, but she'll be leading from her place of residence as well. So bear with us. This is a lot different. We're on a learning curve, but we are grateful for our Lord's strength and for his help. And I'm grateful this morning that even though I'm coming to you today on Thursday afternoon, and we are watching this maybe on Sunday morning at 10:30 together in various places or some other time during the week, I am thankful that our God is not limited by time, that our God is not limited by location, that we are able to worship him as the church together, though we are not in the physical space that we gather together every week in. We are still able to gather in spirit and in truth. For Jesus said there's a day coming, and there's some application to it being even for our time, that there is a day coming when the true worshipers will not worship on a mountain in John chapter 4. But we'll worship him in spirit and in truth. And so today, I invite you to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, wherever you are at, physically, whatever space you are in. But may we worship the Lord together as a church family, in spirit and in truth. We're glad you're with us. Let me have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin our time. Father in heaven, we are grateful that we have the chance to gather, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are grateful, Father, that you are not limited by time and by space. We are grateful that your presence does not inhabit an earthly temple anymore, but that we are your temples, the temples of your spirit. And so wherever we are at, we invite a fresh encounter with Jesus. So Holy Spirit, come. Lead us in our worship time. May we have an encounter with Christ that will transform us more to be like him. Father, may you equip us this day to live in these days that we are living in, and would you even send us out of the time that we worship together? Send us in appropriate ways. Lord, speak to our hearts this day, I pray. We welcome your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. I pray that everyone is doing well and staying healthy. As we gather together this morning to worship our amazing God, I just encourage each of you as we go through some of these songs to take the time to write down a few blessings that you have experienced through this time of uncertainty, because he is a good God, and we have a lot to thank him for, and it's so easy to get caught up in some of the difficulties or negatives that's around us. But I just encourage you to take the time to physically write down some of those blessings that he has given you, specifically during these past couple of weeks.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Imagine so great a mercy, what heart could fathom such boundless grace. The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings called me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living Lord. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living God. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living God. There came a warning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the great has no claim on me. Then came the warning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living God. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free.
Father God, we praise you this morning for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Jesus, we praise you and we thank you that you are our living hope. May this time of uncertainty, God, just draw us ever closer to you. Teach us to rely on you more than ever before. God, we thank you that while the world is changing around us, when there is confusion and uncertainty, God, we can be certain in you because you are never changing. God, we thank you that we can have faith as you provide for the birds and the flowers and all of your creation around us, God, that you will also provide for us. God, we just ask that you would use this time to strengthen our faith and strengthen our trust in you. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name.
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil.
Precious Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again that you are our cornerstone, that you are our anchor within this storm, God. That we can have faith in you no matter what is going on in the world around us. God, we just pray that you would humble us during this time. That you would bring things to surface that you want to change within us. God, once again, that you would just draw us ever closer to you. That you would allow us to see more than ever before how desperately we need you, God. And then that we would turn to you and fully depend on you. Not just during this season, but that this would train us for the rest of our lives. is God. Amen. Jesus, we need you. And we just ask, Lord, that you would fill us up this morning with your presence, God. use this time, use this season, God, for your good. And Lord, we ask that you would just fill us with your peace and your hope and your love this morning, God, and let that carry through for the weeks to come. We pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.